Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin, mitzvah 137, and we are continuing the Sefer Chinuch. Thank you. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Sholecho Minchas Kohen. One is not allowed to eat the mincha of a Kohen. Related to yesterday's mitzvah, as we mentioned, Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav talk all about the Karbanos. Vayikra is more from the vantage point of the Yisrael bringing the Karbanos. Tzav is more from the vantage point of the Kohanims doing the Avoda of the Karbanos. That's why all that's how the Ramban says at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, that Tzav is really focused on the Kohanim. That's why all the mitzvahs related have to talk to the Kohen. Yesterday's mitzvah was the Kohen Gadol's Karban. Today's mitzvah is what the Kohen does with his own Karban Mincha. Tomorrow, the next mitzvah is going to be the Avoda of a Chatos. Then it's going to be the Avoda of other Karbanos. We already have the mitzvah of bringing a Chatos. That was in Vayikra. But now we're going to have the mitzvah from the vantage point of the Kohen. So here we continue from the vantage point of the Kohen, the Karban Mincha. So the halacha is, as the Torah tells us, usually by a Karban Mincha, what does a Kohen do? He takes the Yisrael's Mincha, and he takes a little kmitza off. He dips his three fingers into the flour, or into the wafers, if it's already baked, and he burns that part on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. That was a mitzvah de'oraisa that we discussed a couple of days ago, the shirayim being eaten. But now there's an iser de'oraisa for a mincha of a Kohen himself to be eaten. A Kohen's mincha has to be totally burned on the Mizbeach. Says the Chinuch, Shalo le'echol mi minchas Kohen. One is not allowed to eat from the mincha that a Kohen himself brings. Shneamar, v'chol minchas Kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'achel. It is not allowed to be eaten. And this applies to any carbon mincha. It applies to yesterday's carbon, the mincha brought by a Kohen Gadol. It applies to a Kohen who does an Aveira. That is chayiv, a carbon mincha. When does that happen? That happens by one of the Olav Yoreds, right? If the Kohen is very, very poor and he does one of the Averis, that's chayiv, a carbon based on your financial bracket. So if he's very poor, he's going to bring a carbon made out of flour, a chote. Or if he brings a nedava, he just wants to give a nedava to the base of Mikdash. So that is, all of those, there is an iser to eat those the leftovers of a mincha. There are no leftovers because it's all burned on the mizbeach. The Rambam also codifies this as well in mitzvah kuf lamed ches sheis hiranu milechol minchas kohen v'hu amru yisaleh v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'achel v'nechbal ashar b'chaviti kohen gadol v'hu mincha gam kein. Interesting that even though the Rambam and the Chinuch both do not mention it, but if you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he says there are a number of other parts of karbanos that are not allowed to be eaten that are included in this Isser. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ayin Rambam Milchas Maisa Karbanos, Ha'ochel Kezayis Min Ha'imurin. What if somebody eats the fats of a karban, of an animal karban that's supposed to be burned in the Mizbeach? You eat the fats. So says the Rambam and the Chinuch, that's included in this Isser. Because there's no other pasuk in the Torah that says you're not allowed to eat from what's burned on the Mizbeach. So what Aveira is it included in this one? Just like you're not allowed to eat from the Karban Mincha of a Kohen because it has to be totally burned on the Mizbeach, so too anything that is supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach is included in this Isser. The last two lines, you can look back at the Chinuch for a minute. The Chinuch alludes to this in the last two lines. You see where he says, Lashon Sifra, Kalil Tiyeh Lo Se'achel, Kol Shehu B'Kalil Tiyeh, anything that is going to be totally burned, Litin Lo Sase Alachilaso. You get a Lo Sase. But it doesn't say specifically about the animals. That the Minchas Chinuch brings. So if somebody eats from the fats of a carbon that are supposed to be burned, Bein Kodem Zrika Bein La'achar Zrika, Lokem In Alav Azet Kalil, you get Malkas based on this Lav. Kol Call him Mizbeach, Achilasa Belosa Seva Lokin. Right? He says the Rambam and the Chinuch do not mention it. Of course, the Gemara in Makas David Ches discusses it, but Nafkamino, like he always says, is Lagabe Hasra. We know if somebody's going to get Malkus, one has to get Hasra and accept the Hasra. That's why it's very unusual for somebody to get punished by Bezdin. If you think about it, he has to get a warrant. You know, if you do this, you're going to get whipped by Bezdin. Yes, and I'm doing it anyway. How many people would say that? They would wait till you leave, and then they would do the Aveira. If you do this, you're going to be Chayav Misa. I know I'm going to do it anyway. It takes a real Russia to do that in front of two witnesses, accept the Asra, and then do it anyway. So that's why it's not too often that Bezin is giving Malkus and Misa to any of the perpetrators. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, that included in this mitzvah is not only the Mincha, but anything that is burned on the Mizbeach. Okay, back to the Chinuch. Misharshi HaMitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah? That a Kohen's Mincha is not allowed to be eaten, especially comparing it to the mitzvah we had a couple days ago, that usually the leftovers of mincha, there's a mitzvah to eat. And here, there's an aveira to eat it. Why? Yisot shamar netchila. Because, as we said many times, ki kavanas hakarban lo'over lev hamakrivoso. The kavana of a karban is to inspire and to awaken those that bring it. Vim yochal hakoin minchaso. If a kohen eats his own mincha, lo yisorer libo aleha yafe. He's not going to be inspired by it. Why? She domabeinov ko'ofet pas l'tzarech of ochlo. Because what did the kohen do? The kohen brought a piece of matzah to the Beis HaMikdash, and what, he's going to take a little bit off and burn it, he's going to eat the rest of it. He's going to feel like it's his lunch. He's not going to be inspired by it. It's not like he's bringing something that he's going to watch burned on the Mizbeach, or he's going to watch it being eaten by holy messengers of God. If a Kohen himself brings a carbon and then he's going to get to eat 99% of it, that's not going to inspire him. He's going to think that this is just his lunch. V'af ki yochlu chaveirav shalo v'hu shalahen. And even if you want to say, okay, we'll make a rule that a Kohen is not allowed to eat his own, so you have to eat mine and I have to eat yours. But still, so they'll think they're sharing snacks in school. Right, that's all they're going to think. It's not going to be an inspiring experience. Ya'aleh ha'kol l'cheshbon echad. It'll all be, achieve the same goal. L'chein tziva shetia kalil. So that is why Hashem says, when it comes to a kohen bringing his own carbon mincha, it has to be totally burned. Lo sochal, lo seachel, l'shum adam. It is not eaten by anybody. That's what the chinuch mentions. Another reason mentioned not in the chinuch, but here, interestingly, the minchas chinuch, who usually is not interested in bringing other hashkafa reasons to back up the chinuch, he quotes a second one. If you look in Ozvav, the minchas chinuch quotes Tosvis, the Bali Tosvis ala Torah. Quotes a similar idea, Vizela Shonam. The Chol Minchas Kohen Kolotiyah says, the Bali Tosis, Dim lo haisa kalil madaron haya lefnei hamakom, bim alo kumso, she'enu ala davar muad. A little different focus. The Chinuch's focus was, he's not going to be inspired because it'll be like he's eating his own lunch. Says the Bali Tosfis, the point of a karban is to give something, to be moser something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to feel a little pinch in the wallet when you give a karban. You got to feel like you're losing something. And what's going to happen here? You're going to eat all of it? So it's going to lack that element of giving that a karban has to be. Not that Hashem needs it, but we have to feel like we're giving something. Debishlama Yisrael amevi mincha. When a Yisrael brings a mincha, you have it. Why? He's giving everything. A little bit's on the mizbeach, and the rest of it's eaten by the kohanim. He's not getting anything. Maybe Yisaron vakomets nikdar vashirayim nechon lekohanim. The kohanim yishalchon gavoa kazachu. And the kohanim are getting it from Hashem and Imsakulo Doran. The whole thing's a present. Right? The Yisrael's not eating any of it. Because it's kachi kachim. A Yisrael is not allowed. Not even the wives of the Kohanim. They can't even eat this. So we'll realize we're giving something. Avol shel Kohen, imaya ochel hashirayim, ein zedoron. If the Kohen gets to eat his own shirayim, he's not going to feel any pinch. Velo dami lachatos hashem shel Kohanim. It's not like at least if you have a chatos and an ashem of a Kohen, he also gets to eat the meat. But you know what? All the fats are being burned. So there's a major part of the animal that he's not going to get. So he'll still feel it. But a mincha, you have a little bit of flour. Come on. That's not called giving. That's nothing. A little mashu. So therefore, it's not good enough. The hasam over there by chatas and asham. Hey, muram niktarim. The haras lanchi mishmar. Right? He'll lose something. So therefore, that will be good enough for the chatas and the asham. But that's the second reason. So again, the chinuch's focus is that the kohen has to be inspired. And here he won't feel inspired because he'll feel like he's eating his own lunch. While Bali Tosfos, that's quoted in the Minchas Chinuch, says they have to feel like they're giving something, a doron, and this is not classified as a doron. By the way, if you didn't want to look at the Minchas Chinuch, the Ramban on this part, on the pasuk, the Ramban quotes this idea of the Bali Tosfos as well. The Ramban says right here, he quotes the Rambam, ki tam ba'avur shekol kohen makriv karbano hu ba'atzmo, vim yakriv mincha v'yochlenu hu ba'atzmo, ki ilo lo hikriv davar. As if he didn't give anything. Ki minchas yachid lo yakriv mimena ki im halavona v'akometz. Right? So he doesn't feel like he's giving anything. So therefore, that is why one is not allowed to eat it. Okay, let's get back to some of the halachas. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the chinuch. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Mash amru zechornam levracha, kala menachos ha-krevos lagabe ha-mizbeach nikmatzos. The rule usually is, it's in fact, tomorrow's daf. Hashkacha pratis. Tomorrow's daf yomi. All menachos are karav l'gabi ha-mizbeach. All menachos that are karav first kmitza is done. As we know, the kohen sticks his hand in, and he takes the flour underneath his three middle fingers, and he burns that on the mizbech. So every mincha has kmitza done to it. Umaktir na komets kulo lagabei mizbech, and you burn the komets. Vashar necha lakohanim, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, except, exception to the rule, chutz mi mincha zichrei kuhuna, except for ours. Our minchas, because after all, what is kmitza usually to achieve? You do kmitza so that whatever's under the three middle fingers of the kohen is burned and the rest is eaten. But here the whole thing's going to be burned. So what's the purpose of doing kmitza? So that is why the Rabbanan and we Paskin, you don't do kmitza. No kmitza is done to the mincha of a kohen because the whole thing is being burned anyway. She'ena nikmetzes ela matirin osa kula. It's not burnt, it is not, there's no kmitza done, but it is totally burnt. She'ne'emar, as the pasuk says, v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'achel. The mincha of a kohen is not eaten. V'lamanu me'ata, she'minchas chinuch v'chavit. It says so too, the carbon we spoke about yesterday. The minchas chinuch that's brought by every carbon a kohen on the first day that he works, or the minchas chavit that's brought by the kohen gadol every single day, also there's no kmitza done there, because it's all burnt. According to what we hold, kmitza is only done if it's going to lead to splitting up what's going to be burned and what's going to be eaten. But for Kohen, Shehovi, Hevi, Minchas Choti, Minchas Nedava, Kula Nisrafal, Zagavi, Amizbeach, Vein, and Nikmatz. This is all burned. It's not Nikmatz, Kamosha, Amayra, Lamayla. One should be aware, the Mishnah on Tamar's Daf, on Daf Ayin Beza Menachis, does say there's another Shita out there, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, we don't pass him like Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon holds that kmitza is done. And then you burn both parts. But you still have to do kmitza. You burn the komets and you burn the shirayim. What's the nekudas machlokes? Interesting machlokes. Maybe Reb Shimon holds that kmitza is part of the avodas hamincha. It doesn't matter. The kmitza isn't just to achieve the result of shirayim and komets. No, it's part of the maisa avodah hamincha. And therefore, even if you're going to burn everything, you have to do it. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanan, according to what the chinuch is paskening, no, kmitza is all about the result. Kmitza is about achieving what's going to be burned and what is going to be eaten. If you have a carbon that's totally going to be burned, there's no need to do kmitza. So that is the discussion in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Beis and Menachos, but we assume that no kmitza is done. Again, the Chinuch said that only Zichrei Kahuna, only the Machas of Zichrei Kahuna have this halacha apply to them. Remember what we did a couple of days ago, back in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Dalid, the Chinuch said beferish that if there is a Bas Kohen, then her Mincha has kmitza done to it, and it is burned, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. Right, this is a special din by male Kohen, and that's it. If you have a female Kohen, if you have a Bas Kohen, you have kmitza done, that's what he says in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Kohenes Minchasa Nikmetzes V'Sheyareh Ne'achalen. Right, the leftovers are eaten. And if you remember the Minchas Chinuch there, the Minchas Chinuch said, even if she is not married at all, not only if she's married to a Yisrael, even if she's not married at all, she's a single Bas Kohen, still, her mincha has kmitza done to it, and the leftovers are eaten by the kohenim. The only question is, said the minchas chinuch there, we discussed this then, if you have a bas kohen that's married to a kohen, you have an eishes kohen that brings a mincha from her own money. So what's the halacha there? He says, you know what you do there? He says, then you're stuck. Then you stop because you don't know what to do. Nesuah l'kohen, afilu bas Yisrael, adin kach. Ain't a krev a kula, you can't be makrev all of it, because the isha's chelik should be eaten. You can't be makrev only, you can't eat the shirayim, because her husband's a kohen. So you just have to let it become a puzzle, and then burn it the next day. There's nothing to do if you have a kohenes, or anyone, an isha's kohen, and brings a carbon, the minchas chinuch discuss, and os ches, over there in mitzvah kuf lamed daled, there's nothing to do there. Okay, let's continue. V'inyin ha-kemitza. He said this before, but the Chinuch says it again where we're up to, back in Kuf Lamed Zayin. V'inyin kemitza, what is kemitza? She'nota la-kohen min ha-kemach b'kom. So the kohen takes from the flour under his three middle fingers. That's, by the way, why the fourth finger is called the kemitza. Right? We have the godel, that's the thumb. You have the etzpa, second finger. Ama is the longest finger. The fourth finger is called the kemitza. And then the fifth finger, the pinky, is called the zeres. But it's called the kemitza because that's where kemitza is done with, those three fingers. So you do that. Klomer brashi etzpa usav kedera shakomets koladam. And it depends on each size of the hand of every kohen. There is no specific shear for a kometz. It's whatever size the Kohen's fingers are. Sheposhi pas yadov v'komets parashi espaosav. And you put your fingers down and you grab that amount. Klomar. She espaosav devekim imakav v'inam achzikim inakem acharbe. You just take that amount of flour. V'im hosif v'komets. If he takes too much, kagon shehirchik espaosav v'komets, puzzle. If he spreads out his fingers a little too much, and he takes more kemitza than he should, the whole carbon is puzzle. The Yasa Prata Mitzvah B'Menachas. Look more in Menachas for this. I think we might have touched on this before. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachas and Daf Yud Aleph. Some Menachos, before Kemitza was done, were baked. So it was like wafers, mafetaner. It was baked into matzah-like substances, and then they were crumpled up, and then Kemitza was done. The Gemara there says in Menachas, Zuhi Achas Me Avodas Kashos Sheba Mikdash. This was one of the most difficult avodas that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Because remember, you had to have an exact amount under the three middle fingers, and imagine picking up pieces of crackers underneath your three middle fingers. There's going to be airspace in there. And some's going to be sticking out, some's going to be too much, too little. It's very hard to get an exact amount under those three fingers. The Gemara says, Avoda Kasha Shebe Mikdash is one of the hardest avodas, is on the list. The Gemara says, Malika. Malika is also, when they used to kill the bird. Why? Because everything has to be done with the right hand. You have to have the right hand. One finger has to hold down the bird's wings, one has to hold down the bird's legs, one has to actually do the kemitza, kill the animal. From the back of the neck, that's very hard to doing it all with the right hand. Because all avod has to be done with the right hand. That's also avod the kashrus of mikdash. It says malika and chafina. Chafina is the kohen gadol carrying into the kodesh kadashim. He has to carry the hot coals. He has to carry the ketores with his right hand, with his left hand, with his mouth a little bit. So all of these are avodas kashos sheba mikdash. That's the gemara says a mincha. But here too, we think kemitzas, the simple process. Not all kemitzas are simple, right? That's what the gemara says here. It's interesting though. Tosfos in Yuma on daf mem tes points out a stira. The Gemara here in Menachas Daf Yud Aleph says, this is a very hard kemitza to do, when you have to do kemitza to an already baked mincha. If you look later on in Menachas Daf Nun Dalid, the Gemara says there's another type of kemitza that's very hard. The ones, most minchas, you add oil to. So if you add oil to flour, it all sticks together. Let's say you have plain flour. Plain flour is very dry. Imagine trying to do kemitza to flour without any liquid in it. It'll also be hard. It'll stick, it'll fall down. So the Gemara also says that's avodah kasha shem mikdash, doing kemitza to that type of mincha. So Tosfos asks in Yuma daf memtes. So which is it? The Gemaras don't quote each other. Which is the hardest kemitza to do? Is it the one with the wafers, the hard pieces, and you got to get it all under exactly, or is it the one without any oil, so it's soft and it's falling apart? See what Tosfos says? Avodah kasha means two different things in two different places. Does it mean painful, or does it mean challenging? When you have to do malika, or when you have to do kemitza to the wafers, the hard pieces, that hurts. You have these sticking pieces sticking out of the matzah and of the malika. That hurts the kohen's hands. That's what it means, kasha. By the flour, it doesn't mean it hurts. That's just challenging avodah to do. So that's why Tosfos says in Yuma, Daf Tesma Beis, when it says avodah kasha shve mikdash, sometimes kasha means difficult. Sometimes it means painful. That's an important point to know when we talk about kemitza. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch, you think it's easy to be a Kohen, right? You got to know how to do various skills. We had a Gemara in Menachas also earlier in Daf Yomi a couple of months ago that certain avodos were done on the southwest side of the Mizbeach and the intestines of the birds that were killed there had to be thrown to the east side of the ramp. So Kohanim had to have good arms. They had to throw it from the southwest side of the Mizbeach to the east side of the ramp to an exact spot. So it's not easy to be a Kohen. Well, you're Kohanim out there. We have to start practicing. Not just doing you have to know the halachas of the avodah, but also you got to be in shape. Got to be in shape to do all of these. Be very dexterous with your one's fingers. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch. This isser of eating the leftovers of a mincha applies to males and females. Whenever we have a kohen mincha, if somebody eats from a kohen's mincha, it is an isser de araisa. The overall zeva achal mimena kezayis loke. If somebody eats from it, a kezayis, and one is warned by it, accepts the hasra, one gets malchus. Velashin sifra, and then he quotes the sifra that I quoted before, that it is more inclusive than just a mincha. It's really anything that's supposed to be burned in the mizbeach. Kalil tiyeh lo seachel, kol shu, but kalil tiyeh, litein lo saseh al achilah. So anything that is supposed to be burned in the mizbeach, one gets a lo saseh for eating it. Couple of other points. Number one, if you look in Oz Gimel of the Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch says if somebody eats from this mincha of a Kohen, he doesn't only get this Avera. He also gets the Isser of Mi'ila, which we discussed already in Parshas Vayikra, the Isser of benefiting from something that you're not allowed to benefit from the base of Mikdash. V'chutz mi'lav zeh yish b'har be'dvarim, shem kolio lav de Mi'ila gamkein. You're going to violate the Isser of Mi'ila. So a lot of times when you do an Avera, you're going to get double Averis. So here too, if I eat from the Mincha of a Kohen, if it has Kedushas HaGuf, so then I am going to violate not only this Avera, but the Isser of Mi'ila as well. Continuing. Os Dalid says the Menachas Chinuch two important points. Number one, Va'alav Azen Noi B'Kalisha Yisrael Chutz Mi'Cherashot V'Katan. It applies to all Jews except for Cherashot V'Katan K'chol Alav and Shel Yisrael Ma'Cholos, like all Ma'Cholos Asuros. V'Chein L'Chol Adinim. It does not apply to Ketanim. Am I allowed to give my child though? This one doesn't apply to Ketanim. He says, am I allowed to be Machil my child Treif? Am I allowed to be? Is that an Avera? So that is a huge discussion in the region. It's not a good idea. Not a good idea. But is there an Isser per se to be ma'achil my child? Or let's say I see my 4-year-old eating something not kosher. On a halachic level, not on a hashkafic level. On a hashkafic level, you for sure have to stop them. But on a halachic level, this is a big shiloh. Whenever I see a child doing an avera, let's say my 3-year-old is playing with a muksa toy. Do I have to stop him? He has no idea about anything. A 2-year-old, a 5-year-old. It's a very serious shiloh. It comes up all the time. If I see a 2-year-old turning a light on and off, do I have to say Shabbos, Shabbos? What if they don't understand? What if they'll get it out of their system for a minute and then they'll stop? Right? So these are serious issues. But if you want to look, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Gimel talks about the halachas of how to deal with a child on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah there has a long discussion, very crucial discussion, about how we should treat our children in shul. He says a lot of times we hear our children speak in Lashon Hara, and if we just leave them, yeah, they're children, it's okay. Upashut, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Mem Gimel, Im Shama Libno Bito Aktanim Shem Adabim Lashon Hara, Mitzvah Ligor Bahem Ula Hafrisha Mizet. It's a mitzvah to be to rebuke them. V'chein mi machlokes, v'sheker, v'klolos, u'bavenoseinu arabim kamenich shalom bazeh. Many stumble on this. Shei manichim lebneim ledaber lashon hara, rechilus, lekalel. And then what happens? Because they become used to it. V'nasa murgo, kol zeh, kol kach, ach afilu kishneskalda, v'shomeya, sheis bazeh iser. They can't stop, because they've already been murgal. The Rav Nevenzal right here in his Mishnah Berurah. Gam michshol hashvua matsui ma'od. Right, how many times do kids say, I swear to God. Can't do that. We got to say no. We don't. We don't do that. We have to train our children. V'chein miskabed beklon chavero. It's another one. Rav Nevenzal says. Or we feel good when we step on the other person. When the other person loses and I win, we have to give our children the proper chinuch. Right. That's a very important Mishnah Berurah in Shimam Gimel. You can look it up. So we try not to give our children even averes derabanan. The Shulchan Aruch there says. So here too, even though the mitzvah doesn't apply to ketanim, but we try not to give our children Ma'acholos Asuras at all. Continuing two lines later, Venera also, De Ben Noach Gamke Mitzuva Mitam Gezel. Wow. A Ben Noach is Chayev in this Avera, says the Minchas Chinuch. A guy, if a guy eats the Mincha of a Kohen, he gets this Issa Daraisa. Where's that in the Sheva Mitzvahs? It's Gezel. De Mali Gezel Hedyot, O Gezel Gavoa. What's the difference if you steal from God or you steal from a person? It's all Gezel. He doesn't quote it here, but related to this, we should remember the Chinuch. We haven't mentioned this in a long time, but it's one that we have to remember. Tav Tez Zayin, the first mitzvah in Parshas Veschanan. That's where the Chinuch says, his Yesod Gadol, that the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach are in seven mitzvahs. There are seven categories of mitzvahs. They're probably 35 mitzvahs out of the 613 that Goyim are chayev in. But they're in the seven categories. It's all included in Gezel. They're all the Arayas and all the, say this too. The Minchas Chinuch says, I think, if you ask somebody on the street, is a Goy commanded not to eat the Mincha of a Kohen? So they would say no. But we would say yes, because it's included in the mitzvah of Gezel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we will continue with the Karbanis coming up. Now we get into the Chatas and the Shlamim and the Toda and other great mitzvahs related to Kadshim.